Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 3:08. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cryan Van Diesel. Today I have Shatina, the program manager at UMGC, in the studio with me today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I'm great. Happy to be here.
That's great to hear. How's your week been going so far?
It's going well. I went to the Coffee Connections at the USO. 10 out of 10 recommend if you guys haven't been to it for military spouses. It was pretty cool.
Man, look at the DJ today. What a shout out right there. The USO is probably happy to hear it.
Yes.
Great group of people. What's your favorite thing about the Coffee Connections?
I would say this one was my favorite by far. It was more so about career connections and how to navigate that as a military spouse. So there were transition specialists who were pretty much detailing the process, and you got to meet other military spouses who were going through the similar situations of the moving, the finding a new job, getting the resume done, and just going through the process with you.
It always is great to know that other people are going through the same thing, so you kind of support each other and ask each other questions. But I do have a question. I know you're leaving soon. I know your job is going to be like given up and people are going to be looking for your position. So stay tuned for that if you're looking for a job. And we'll be putting out quite a few different things. So keep it here because you're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, the station serving America's best. And I'm back here with Shatina to talk about upcoming jobs openings. So can you get into specifics on what's going to happen with those openings?
Yes. So our staff here is one academic advisor, two full-time program coordinators, and an evening program coordinator. I will be PCSing as a full-time program coordinator at the end of March, so that job will be available, as well as another full-time program coordinator position starting June 1st. With the program coordinator role, you do outreach, you do marketing, you are doing public speaking, as well as just helping our community get education benefits and start their journey from application to graduation. You also do a graduation. So it is a great way to get those education benefits for yourself as well as help others on their educational journeys. So if that interests you, please reach out to us, send us emails, or even just stop by the office. We would gladly help you or give you any more information about that.
I have a quick question. When it comes to applying, what is the difference between the evening program coordinator and then the regular program coordinator? Besides time, is there any different job requirements, or is it just when they come in?
So time, yes, but also the priorities. So as the full-time program coordinator in the day, you're going to NDOC, you're going to Coffee Connections, Troop Time, different things with our partners, and you're able to be in the face of service members and their families. As the evening program coordinator, you're more so helping with the classes that we have on site. So you're there from 3 to 8 p.m. or 4 to 9 p.m., depending on when the classes are, and you're able to assist the professors, assist the students, or let's say someone gets off at 6 p.m. and they want to get started with classes. That person is an appendage of everybody, and they're able to provide you with the same resources.
And I have a question. When it comes to applying with these things, what is the wait time you'd expect to find out you're going to get the position?
So typically, after the job is posted, you will hear back in a week, week and a half, whether you have been moved on to the hiring manager. And then that will determine whether you get an interview. And with the interview process, maybe 2 to 3 weeks, you will have an answer of whether you have been awarded the job or if they're choosing another candidate. But again, if you do not get it in this cycle, there's another cycle, and then there will be the EBC position. And let's say you are the evening program coordinator. Those are great skills. You're learning the exact same information. So if a full-time position comes up anywhere else in the world, because UMGC is on every continent, you can still apply for those roles.
Can you walk me through a normal day for your work schedule, just so that people have an idea of what they're getting into?
Sure. So it depends whether we are, if we are in an outreach cycle where we are trying to get more students and we're contacting our returning students. But typically it is checking emails to make sure that we are responding within 48 hours to our community so that they feel heard. It is also making sure that we are connected with everybody in the region, any updates on TA deadlines, or if there are any outages that are going to be happening. with any websites for the service community to know, as well as organizing more events. So that could be organizing AFN or forgetting about AFN, which I do often.
No.
I'm here. Or it can be making flyers so that we can post for different events. That could be going to different commands, doing different briefs, or just being out in the community, whether at the commissary with a table or just passing out flyers somewhere.
It definitely is great. They're always there to help and get you in classes. And speaking of class, we'll be talking about classes UMGC offers when we come back. And we're here to talk about classes coming up. So what classes are coming up?
All right, so our Spring 2 classes begin March 12th. So if you're interested, that will mean that you need to turn in your TA by March 5th. But you can always come into the office. We have classes every 8 weeks. So if you miss these classes, you can pick up with the MEG courses. But we will have topics of mathematical literacy. That's like a lower level math. We will have understanding movies, which is a 4-week class. We will have introduction to political science, which is another 4-week class, as well as elementary Italian 2. We constantly have Italian 1 running every semester. So if you miss elementary Italian 1, you can pick back up in May or June whenever we have it.
Man, it's like a rolling door. It's great that you can just pick up whenever you want. It's really accessible to military personnel. But like cutting over to the professors, how does it work about them getting a job? Are they just there year round or are they contracted?
This is a great question. We actually have spots available. So we do have 2 professors right now who are full time and they're here, but they will be going to a different place or retiring. So we're going to be looking for adjunct faculty. That means that we're looking for people to teach a class here and there. We have options for writing, English, speech, and communication. We have options for art history and humanities, mathematics and statistics, computer information technology, business and management, as well as web and digital design. So you will just go to the UMGC Careers website. You'll click the option, make sure to apply, please add a cover letter and a resume, and then you'll go through the process and you're able to apply for this position.
Man, sounds awful. I know some people are always looking for jobs. This is a perfect job opportunity. But if we can circle back to the classes, what does unit classes actually mean for someone that doesn't know?
Okay, this is a great opportunity if you want to take a class with your coworkers, or if you're in leadership and you want to help your sailors or your service members get started on their educational journey. We have Italian professors. If you want to do an elementary Italian 1 course, you can contact us and we will have the professor come to you. That could be a lunch class for 30 minutes, 5 days a week. That could be an evening class at 6 p.m. in our classroom, or it can be in an office space. But this is just a way to meet the unit needs, meet your command's needs if you want to get them started. We just need 9 people. That's it.
That sounds absolutely wonderful, just being able to get everyone together, especially if your command has the time. And it just must be great to like pitch ideas back and forth and help each other. It sounds actually like a wonderful program. But when we come back, we'll be talking about how you can pay for college in a few different ways after we do the weather. And we're back and talking about how to pay for college, specifically using the FAFSA. So can you give me some details about that?
Yes. So FAFSA is the free application for federal student aid. In other words, this is the application to see if they can give you free money. So the goal is to get the Pell Grant. If you qualify with your household income, they take your taxes, and if you're able to get any funding, it is for the Pell Grant. And with the Pell Grant, you can use that to pay for your courses. This can be coupled with other resources that we'll talk about later, like tuition assistance or any scholarships that you have. But this is a great way for you to fund your education to get started. This can be used for classes. This can be used for any educational expenses like a laptop or even just transportation to get to your classes.
Well, it definitely sounds great. And who else is eligible for it besides just military people?
So citizens or even green card holders, you're able to apply for this. You just need to have a valid social security number, high school diploma, GED, or certified homeschooling, and then you go through the application. It is a bit lengthy. It may take you about 30-45 minutes, but this is a great way for anyone who has graduated from a U.S. school to apply.
Well, that definitely does sound great, but I do have an extra question, and that's the other colleges available to military personnel like the CFA and the USNCC. Can you explain to me more about that?
Yes. So CCAF, for our Air Force personnel, that is the Community College of the Air Force. This is a great way for you to start your educational journey without going for a structured associate's degree or bachelor's degree.
It definitely sounds great that there's different options for military personnel, but there's also tuition assistance that we'll talk about when we come back. And we're back talking about tuition assistance. TA, can you get into that and the specifics of it? How people apply and where they should get started?
Yes, this will depend on your branch. It is a little different for each. For example, Air Force, you have your own portal and you have an education services officer who is an Aviano who guides you. With the Navy, it is with your Navy education. However, we have two student computers in the office and we can guide you through that. This is just for you to apply for the funding to take your courses. However, you have to be in the military for at least 3 years and have at least 6 more months left on your contract. With that, you can get $4,500 a fiscal year. So that is October 1st through September 30th. With that, it is about 6 classes at any time between that span.
And what do you recommend for people that is their first time starting out and they don't want to overwork themselves? You recommend, how many classes should they start off with?
So we have this great class. It is called PACE. It is Program and Career Exploration. It is about time management. It is about getting to know your staff, getting to know the professors, setting your goals. And this is the introductory level class that we recommend to everybody to take. And then after you take that one class, you can see, oh, I can handle two. Oh, this is good. This is my PACE. And go from there.
When it comes to applying for TA, if they have any questions, where can they reach you exactly?
So you can stop by the office. We are on NAS 1 above the post office from 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. And then we are in the barracks Mondays and Wednesdays, 8 to 4:30 as well. But you can call us. We're on Facebook. You can send us an email at sigonella-europe@umgc.edu. You can literally reach us anywhere.
Sounds great. It's always good to be able to reach and contact people. But one thing about, what are some misconceptions people have with TA?
Some people don't know they're eligible for TA. Once you hit that 3-year mark and you are cleared by your command, you can start using it. Some commands will have special requirements, so make sure that you do inform your command first. But it does not affect your FAFSA. It does not affect if you're using the United States Naval Community College. These are separate pots of money. This also does not affect your GI Bill. These are classes that you can be taking before you even tap into that.
Well, it actually sounds great. And speaking of taking classes, graduation's coming up. We're going to be talking about that when we come back and wrap up this interview. And we're back. We're going to be talking about the graduation coming up and wrapping up our interview. So can you get into that graduation for us?
Yes, so we are planning graduation for May 14th at 2:30 p.m. It will be in the chapel. This is for anybody who has graduated in the summer of 2024, fall 2024, or spring 2025. This is if you've graduated from UMGC, Embry-Riddle, or any other school back home. You'll just respond to our flyer, and we will go from there. We'll be sending out that email to our current students, and then we'll post it on our Facebook page as well.
You definitely have to show for stuff like that because you work so hard, you might as well get at least one photo out of it because you know some of those family members definitely want it. Anything else you'd like to put out?
Oh, I forgot to mention, we do have the upcoming Facebook page. We will have a new AI certificate that is available if you're interested in adding that to your job or if you are just wanting to check it out. That could be something that you are working towards as you're getting your associate's degree or bachelor's degree. It can be a side quest.
It's always great to do those. Thank you for coming out. It's always great.